Hello and welcome. You're listening to Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, today is the 100th day since India implemented the nationwide lockdown to curb the novel coronavirus pandemic. Now, the total confirmed cases on this 100th day from the lockdown in India have actually risen to over 6 lakh. It now stands at 6,04,641, and that is according to the latest update from the Union Health Ministry. The death toll in India due to the coronavirus pandemic has risen to 17,834. 19,148 new COVID-19 cases and 434 deaths were reported in just the last 24 hours. The reported active number of cases in India right now are at 2,26,947. As many as 3,59,859 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry as well. With 1,80,298 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. That's followed by Tamil Nadu, which now has a total of 94,049 cases. And Delhi comes next, and it has a total number of 89,802 cases of coronavirus. Now, Mumbai's coronavirus tally actually rose to 78,708 yesterday, with the addition of 1,511 cases, while the death of 75 more patients took the toll in the city to 4,629. And that's according to the civic body. Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope on Thursday ruled out a community transmission of COVID-19 in the state completely. On the other hand, public hospitals in Maharashtra, the state with the highest number of COVID-19 cases, are running low on remdesivir supply, as local authorities have reportedly deterred on placing orders for the drug. Private hospitals and the southern state of Tamil Nadu, meanwhile, are much better placed in this regard, having got the majority of doses due to the advance orders. The experimental drug by US-based Gilead Sciences was approved for sale in India on June 22nd. Well, after a gap of 20 days, the financial hub, that is Maharashtra, recorded more than 1,500 positive cases in a day. However, the number of recovered COVID-19 patients in the city of Mumbai actually rose to 44,791. The civic body also said that the city has 29,288 active cases now. Apart from this, Section 144, the Criminal Procedure Code, which bans the lawful assembly of people, has now been extended from Mumbai to even Uttar Pradesh's Gautam Buddh Nagar district till July 31st in view of the COVID-19 outbreak. The Delhi government, on the other hand, will provide antibody testing services to essential workers such as medical and security personnel, construction workers, hotel employees and in prisons to also keep a check on COVID-19 situation. Delhi has also now asked private diagnostic centres and private hospital laboratories to conduct antibody tests as a serosurveillance tool against novel coronavirus, and that's as per news reports. The Regional Medical Research Centre in Assam's Dibrugarh has become the fourth laboratory in the country to successfully isolate SARS-CoV-2 virus that can be used for the production of a vaccine against COVID-19, and that was informed by the state health minister. The total number of people being tested for COVID-19 tests in the country will soon touch 1 crore. This has been possible due to the removal of all bottlenecks by the government. Various steps have been taken by central government, which have paved the way for enhancing the testing of COVID-19. The Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, has said that 90,56,173 samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till yesterday, and we are inching towards 1 crore mark. Of these, 2,29,588 cases were just tested yesterday. A review of studies has also found major weaknesses in the evidence base for diagnostic accuracy of COVID-19 antibody tests, particularly for point-of-care tests performed directly with a patient outside a laboratory, and does not support their continued use. Serological tests to detect antibodies against COVID-19 could actually improve diagnosis and may be useful tools for monitoring levels of infection in a population, but it is important to formally evaluate whether there is sufficient evidence that they are accurate or not, and this is as per researchers in the country. In another news, the Multiplex Association of India has expressed disappointment as cinemas and multiplexes continue to remain on the list of prohibited activities even under Unlock 2.0 guidelines issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs. They have issued a statement saying that as compared to the unorganized retail shops that have actually opened up, multiplexes and cinemas are part of the organized sector, playing host to revenue-paying customers only, and hence in a better position to limit the crowds unlike marketplaces and deploy all the mechanisms and guidelines for crowd control and social distancing. Now, due to the COVID-19 induced lockdown, CARE Ratings, a ratings agency, on July 2nd, has revised India's GDP growth forecast for the current financial year to -6.4% as economic activity continues to be under restriction. The ratings agency in May has projected a decline in GDP growth of 1.5% to 1.6% in FY21. It also said that given the nation is into lockdown for July as well, with several restrictions on resumption of services in particular, as well as the movement of people, the cutoff date for normalcy will spread into the latter part of the third quarter and more likely into the fourth quarter. Let's actually move on now to the updates from around the world. The United States of America has again seen a record 52,000 new cases of coronavirus in the last 24 hours, and that's according to the Johns Hopkins University. The US is experiencing a surge in new cases, especially in South and West, as states have reopened their economies from coast to coast. California closed bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining all over again across most of the state Wednesday, and also Arizona's outbreak grew more severe. Apart from this, US President Donald Trump's recent order to temporarily suspend certain categories of work visas could actually open a new route for remote projects, freelance gigs, and offshore work for Indians. While getting to travel on site to the US might have become a challenge, fresh opportunities from American tech giants will continue to find their way to India. Now, while this trend was becoming popular because of COVID-19, the recent order of suspension on H-1B visas and more till December could actually speed this process up. New COVID-19 cases in California in the meanwhile have actually risen to over 8,400 as on June 30th, and that's according to Reuters tally, the highest single day increase since the start of the pandemic. Now, California, Texas, and Arizona have actually emerged as the new US epicenters of the pandemic. Let's move on to COVID-19 news from Russia then. Russia has actually reported on Thursday 6,760 new cases of the novel coronavirus, pushing its nationwide tally to 6,61,165. The authorities have said that 147 people have died in the last 24 hours, bringing the official death toll to 9,683. After nearly 3 months of differences and negotiations, the United Nations Security Council has yesterday unanimously adopted the first COVID-19 related resolution, demanding a general and immediate cessation of hostilities around the world. The Secretary General's appeal for a global ceasefire has been endorsed by nearly 180 countries, more than 20 armed groups, as well as religious leaders and millions of members of the civil society as well. That's a big positive amid all the gloom and doom. Apart from this, another positive is that overseas holidays and visits to up to 90 countries will be possible for Britons from Monday without the need to quarantine for 14 days on return. The UK is expected to lift its ban on non-essential travel to 90 countries, which includes nearly all European Union countries, British territories such as Bermuda and Gibraltar, and also Australia and New Zealand. Turkey, a popular holiday destination, is also expected to be included in the list. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in.